Things move fast in Dubai. In two generations, this Gulf emirate has morphed from a port town of mud brick buildings to an ultra-modern boomtown. The population's mushroomed from 20,000 to nearly 1.5 million. Some local Emiratis think things are going a little too fast. They're struggling to preserve some cultural traditions. One of those is the ancient sport of falconry. Correspondent Ben Gilbert has more.
Across from the Camel Racetrack in Dubai sits the National Falcon Center. The $4 million structure is essentially a falcon mall. 20 shops sell everything falcon, from perches to arm guards, leashes and cages, and of course, falcons themselves. 29-year-old falconer Marwan Mejran says his father taught him falconry.
I would say down here we do this as a tradition. Long time ago they used to hunt with these falcons. It was like a supply for food some time ago. But nowadays it's just a tradition we love. It's in our blood. We carry it from four generations now.
Mejran brought two of his falcons here to one of the Falcon Center's veterinary clinics. Mejran says you need to keep the birds healthy because they're not cheap.
Say this kind of here, a Ajir peregrine male, it's you talking about around $2,500. The most expensive birds, I would say, are wild, pure Ajirs, and they will cost more than $200,000.
Mejran's forefathers didn't pay this much for falcons. In fact, they probably caught them in the wild. Falconry originated in this part of the world, some say 12,000 years ago. And many Gulf countries are proud of their heritage. Falcons are on everything in the UAE, the official government seal, money, and stamps. A huge suburban development in Dubai is even being built in the shape of a falcon to be called Falcon City. Falconer Mohammed Mejran is a mix of modern and traditional Dubai. He drives a late-model Toyota Land Cruiser with a speaker attached to his cell phone. He sports a baseball cap, but he also wears the traditional white dishdasha gown. His falcons are perched on the back seat, their eyes covered by small leather hoods. He drives off the highway, over a sand dune, and into the desert. Well, what used to be desert.
These roads are new.
Those are new roads?
Yes. So this tells us that new buildings are going to come up here. It's called Roya. We've been moving from one place to the other. Since you see it's been getting built everywhere, we need the space to train these falcons. You need a wide space.
A few square miles of land look like desert at first, but there are brand new blacktop streets, traffic circles, and curbs half covered with sand. Dubai's development is spreading out this way. But for now, Mejran and his brothers still use the area for training their falcons.
Okay.
Marwan turns on his falcon tracker, a small antenna he attaches to the bird's tail in case it flies away. He puts the falcon on his arm, then he takes out a pigeon and releases it. He takes the hood off the falcon, and the race is on.
The falcon's catching up to him, and they're flying pretty high. It's like a dogfight. So what are you looking for when you're watching this?
We enjoy the way it flies, the speed, the maneuvering so fast. See that?
In 20 seconds, the pigeon is caught, and the falcon has its lunch. Mejran's brother, Rashid, looks on. Rashid says it takes years to be a good falconer.
If I get an ordinary guy and try to teach him falconry, it will be difficult for him. I mean, you're falcon, you have to believe in what you see from your eyes. I can see that bird in his eye. I know what it wants, how to train it, how much to feed it, what kind of exercise.
The UAE hopes to preserve this kind of knowledge. They petitioned the UN's Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization to recognize falconry as an intangible cultural heritage. That may help to preserve their falcon heritage, though it's a small step compared with the sweeping development and drastic changes that continue in Dubai and the other Arabian Gulf countries. For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert, Dubai, United Arab Emirates.